Dear Lord, we lift your servant Michael to you. Speak through him this evening. Fill him with your Holy Spirit. Enrich his words. Help us to hear what you have to say, and help him to speak with your voice. In Jesus' name, amen.
It may be that some of you have experienced this scenario. Every now and then, a milestone birthday comes along, and it makes you reflect on your life journey or your story, and perhaps on what you have achieved. In the latest series of The Crown on Netflix, there is an episode leading up to the Queen's Silver Jubilee. And for those of you too young to remember, it was in 1977. In this particular episode, the Queen is talking to her sister about the Jubilee celebrations and questioning what she as Queen has achieved in the 25 years she has been on the throne, passing the comment, "All that has happened since I have been Queen is the country's gone downhill." And I must submit to the same sort of feelings to a degree as I reach this old age. What have I done in the past 60 years? What is my story? How full has my life been, and has it been in the right direction? In today's gospel reading, we hear of the presentation of Jesus in the temple. There are two people involved in this part of the story: Simeon, who is not mentioned anywhere else in Scripture, and Anna, an 84-year-old woman. Luke has sketched an outline of a picture, or the beginning of a life story. Imagine, if you will, a craftsman preparing a lead window for a church, setting the lead into the window to be the start of a beautiful glass-stained window. Initially, it would be clear, plain glass, a bit like the start of a life journey. But after a while, a riot of colour and shape would tell the story and make it sparkle at the same time. At the temple, the glass is still clear, as Jesus' life has only just begun. What colours would Luke put into this story? What would the story tell? What sparkle would it have? The picture, or story, is of Jesus as the true ruler of the world, Lord, Messiah, Saviour, a real king of the world instead of Caesar. Surely this picture demands glowing royal colours, giving a sense of future glory, world power and majesty. Perhaps a little like our Queen's glass picture would be. However, Luke does the opposite and chooses more sober colours, as the words of Simeon are quite dark. A sword will pierce Mary's heart. Perhaps this is what is going to happen when God's kingdom confronts the kingdom of the world. Luke invites us to watch the story unfold, and Mary will also watch as her son is rejected by the city and people he came to offer peace. Jesus will die on a cross and pass through to resurrection, taking with him all the sins of the world. Of course, the more Luke fills the picture, the more we come to realize the sort of kingdom Jesus's will be. A very different kingdom to that of Caesar Augustus. It is what God has promised, but not maybe what we are expecting. Simeon is waiting for God to comfort Israel, and Anna is in touch with the people of Israel who are waiting for redemption. Both are living in a world of hope where suffering is a way of life. God's appointed Redeemer, Jesus, will deal with this suffering by sharing the burden himself. But I don't think Luke has painted all dark colours. The kingdom brought by this baby is for everyone, without distinction, and not just for the Jews. True revelation and true glory, but not what the world was expecting. So there is colour in the glass, for example, in the light of the resurrection. And Luke adds another dimension to the story. By the time the first two chapters are finished, he has tried to ensure that most of his readers may be able to identify with someone in the story. A story that goes way back in time and is never ending. From the shepherds, the kings, to a young girl surprised to have a child so soon, and a husband coming with her to offer a sacrifice. And of course, the story does not end here. The colours in the window may change as Jesus is only just starting out in his life. I think Luke is trying to draw readers of all ages and stages of life into his picture. No matter who we are or where we are on our life story, the story of Jesus from the trough at Bethlehem to the empty tomb and beyond can become our story. In becoming our story, it will become our life. Longevity of it not as important as the colour in it. All of us have our own role in God's plan. For some of us, that may be active, out there in the community, showing God's love to everyone we meet. For others, it may be quiet and prayer-based, praying for God to act in fulfillment of his promises. For some, it may be a mixture of both. And Paul Tripp writes the following. Now admit you love yourself and you have a wonderful plan for your life. Somehow, some way, we all are too focused on our own lives. All of us get captured by what we want, what we feel, and what we have determined we need. Every one of us is a dreamer. We have all been given the amazing capacity to envision the future and plan toward it. A dream is imagination coupled with desire and projected into the future. There are things that you would love to have as part of your life. There are things that you would like to accomplish. There are locations you would love to experience. There are relationships you would like to enjoy. There are situations you would like to avoid. Every day you get up and you work towards some kind of dream. But dreamers don't just dream their dream, they also dream to be sovereign. In some way, at some time, all of us have wished that we had enough control over our lives to guarantee that we would experience the things we have dreamed. We would like to control people and situations just enough to ensure that the good things we've dreamed about would actually come true. What does the Bible call all of this? The Bible calls it worship. You see, you and I are worshippers. This is one of the things that separates us from the rest of creation. As worshippers, we are always living for something. Something is always laying claim to the affection and rulership of our hearts. There is always something that commands our dreams. There is something that we look to for identity, meaning, and purpose, and that inner sense of well-being that everyone seeks. Scripture says that there are only two choices. Either you are living in pursuit of the creation, or you are living in pursuit of the Creator. You are looking for your satisfaction and meaning in the physical created world, or you are finding it in the Lord. So I now return to the start of my text and ask the question again. What is my life picture? Well, many of you know me a little, perhaps a bit more. My glass would certainly have colour and sparkle. Why wouldn't it? A family, church, friends, healthy body. But there would also be some more sober colours in it. My previous bouts of depression, living with a mother and her dementia, and my father's loneliness. The times I turn away from God. And now I ask you the question, what colours do you have in your glass window of life? Are there still some clear parts, as your journey has only just begun? Is it full and colourful? Is it full but has a few dark and sober parts? I'd like us now to take a few moments of reflection on what I've just asked. You were given a black cross when you came in and a little scratch pen. Let's just sit, be still and reflect for a few moments. And if you wish to colour your life story on this cross, then feel free to do so, because as you scratch, you'll find some colours. So holding your cross or your stained glass window of your life, let us pray and reflect. Your life was a journey from the moment you were born, from birth to death, from Bethlehem stable to Calvary's cross. How often we fail to understand that the conclusion of your journey was inevitable, that you understood this from the very beginning and yet still walked the path that was yours to take. By comparison, the many choices we make in our life seem trivial. The twists and turns we choose are often taken on impulse, with no clear comprehension of the outcome. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you loved humankind enough to make that journey, even as you felt the pain of rejection, the pain of the lashes, the pain of the nails, the pain of the cross. And may we always fill our glass windows with colour for you. Amen.